Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us live worldwide on Close Up Radio, which is a service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. Very excited to have an opportunity to welcome Lois Todd to our show. She's with Alchemy Strategy Group, based in Denver, Colorado. She's an executive coach. She's a masterful facilitator, expertly trained in linguistics, and the founder of Alchemy Strategy Group. ASG works with healthcare organizations, nonprofits, foundations, government, and private sector companies to make lasting and impactful change. Through her coaching work, whether with individuals, teams, or businesses, she assures her clients that their mission in the world matters, and making positive, enduring impacts aligned with core beliefs and values contributes to the greater good. And it does. For over 25 years, Lois, along with her top-tier team of alchemists, have been working with organizations like Stanford Health, the State of Colorado, USFS, U.S. Forest Service, Ball Corporation, MWH Global, Children's Hospitals, Accenture, Goodwill, and many others. Alchemy Strategy Group focuses on helping these organizations discover a clear sense of direction through visual strategic planning by mapping out their vision for the organization's growth and how exactly they're going to achieve it. She calls this visual road mapping. Another unique part of her executive coaching is NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, which she describes as profound and powerful. It supports the release of blocks and creates new pathways that assist in vision and goal achievement. If intrigued, Lois offers 30-minute complimentary conversations to connect with you to hear more about what you're looking to change in your life. Yeah, we'll tell you how you can do that. One of the ways is lois@alchemystrategy.com, lois@alchemystrategy.com, and also the website, alchemystrategy.com. That is spelled A-L-C-H-E-M-Y, and then the word strategy, and then .com. We'll mention that again during the course of the show, but first, without further ado, let's welcome our very special guest, Lois Todd, joining us live and direct from Denver, Colorado, where the Nuggets just won. She's all happy, as she should be. Lois, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Jim, thank you so much. Yeah, really grateful for you to invite me on the show. Happy to be here.
The pleasure is all ours, and looking forward to a terrific conversation. You know, I like to go back in time a little bit before we talk about the exact work that's happening today. I like to go back a little bit and find out what motivates, directs, and inspires our guests to do the work that they do today. When you take a look at some of the earlier career and how your journey sort of led you and inspired you to become a coach, tell us about that. What are some of the things and moments and those times in your life's journey that pointed you in the direction of doing this work that you do so well but is really representative of who you are?
Yeah, thanks for the question. Yeah, you know, my path, like many of our pathways, it kind of meandered. I think I found a path that was pretty straightforward. Got lots of great values. You and I, Jim, were talking about some of the sort of golden rule kind of values that I think got imprinted in me when I grew up in the Midwest and, you know, just caring for people, being kind, and kind of meandered my way over here to Colorado. And I actually was in the broadcasting industry as a radio personality and program director for many, many years. And then more of that pathway found me into listening to some signals really in my heart and being very intrigued by people who, many of the guests like that have been on your shows, the people who are like searching for excellence. And early on, I found, you know, Tony Robbins, and some of the Tony Robbins platform, it comes out of neuro-linguistic programming. And I just became fascinated with NLP and went in and got my certification, master certification, tons and tons of hours of training in NLP, and met some super cool people doing really cool things in the world. And they invited me into their circle. So I left the broadcasting industry and, you know, still had some fits and starts in terms of what I was going to do with my life. But I felt really held by a lot of the people in the NLP community, and was invited in to do some consulting. And then coaching was just coming on the scene, professional, executive, leadership kind of coaching, career coaching, just coming on the scene. Oh my gosh, like now really about 30 years ago. And, you know, when I first said to people, yeah, I think I'm going to become a coach and get certified and, you know, do something completely different with my life. And they're like, coach what? Like basketball, volleyball? Like now coaching is pretty much, you know, in the vernacular. But, so my pathway, you know, led me into the early days of being a part of the Denver Coach Federation and the International Coach Federation, and really soaking it up. And then I met some other just really cool people and started this company, Alchemy. Then I became accountable for building out the service offering of our coaching work, and then also, you know, became interested in the organization development work that we do and the strategic planning work that we do at Alchemy Strategy Group, which is really the umbrella company for those services of coaching, all different types of coaching, but mostly coaching for becoming even more exceptional, becoming more excellent at what you do. And then the organizational work that we do over the last 23, 25 years, working with some of those organizations that you teed up and introducing me and helping them to, you know, realize the things that are most important for them, their mission, vision, values, but their strategic direction, and setting mission-oriented goals. You know, and then we also at Alchemy Strategy Group, as all of these three things work together, coaching, strategy, shared vision, and then team effectiveness work. So it's the people and the process, you know, coming together. So found my way to a set of really amazing alchemists, helped form the company Alchemy again over 20 years ago. And here we are today, still doing it. And I'm really, really grateful for, you know, some of the things I learned along the path, and was able to make some, you know, some different choices. And this work just fits like a glove for me, Jim. I love the work I do.
So, and that's a great journey that you're on, huh? And a journey that continues today that pointed you in the direction of doing this work, which I think is fantastic. Let's talk about alchemy. People may hear that word, and it's just one of those words that, you know, as somebody who's done on-air work, it flows off your tongue beautifully, alchemy. It sounds so pleasing and nice and inviting, but let's define what alchemy, from your perspective, actually even means, Lois.
Mm-hmm. And thanks for saying from our perspective, because we can do Wikipedia, and then, you know, the book, The Alchemist, is such a great, beautiful book, too. I'm sure many, many, many people have read it who are tuned in and listening. But the way we think about alchemy in our firm is really like a real, like, medieval alchemist who was really interested in turning lead into gold. So for us at Alchemy Strategy Group, in working with organizations, individuals, and teams, it means to really identify the beauty in that lead, honor it, recognize that the lead is not necessarily something that is a challenge. It really, we identify, especially in some of our coaching programs, in terms of the lead being some weight or sort of a drag on untapped potential, and untapped potential individually, within teams, within organizations. And then again, like an alchemist, the way we describe it and use this metaphorically in our business, and the way that we define when people invite us to talk about engaging us is then we go to a process of refinement, like the alchemist, turning lead into gold. It goes into the fire to get refined. And so when that refinement kicks in, then we identify, well, what needs to occur for the gold to appear? And then the organization, the team, or the individual needs to identify that for themselves. What is the gold then that we can help guide to reconstruct? So we recognize and identify the lead weight holding back. We go through that fire, the refinement, and then we reconstruct with new ways of being after you've kind of gone through the fire, right? And re-imprint them and co-create customized visual strategic imperative roadmaps with measurable goals or with individuals or teams. A lot of that is the dynamic in the behaviors and the thought processes and the beliefs that, you know, individuals and teams carry with them. So, you know, it's a process, right, that we all have to go through, and it's different for everybody, but the end is to get that gold.
Mm-hmm. That's right, exactly. Let's talk about your role as a coach as well. I know years ago, your coach encouraged you to just be, to pay attention to every precious moment, and then all you hope for will sort of come to you with ease and grace because you're practicing gratitude and living according to your deepest held values. That's quite extraordinary. Tell us about some of that and the work as a coach.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I think so much of how I have found my sweet spot as a coach really came through a lot of that training. I was talking about not just NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, but the many, many coaches and the coach that I still have that help guide me. So I see my role as a coach as a guide. I'm a guide who shines the light on what you already know, to be true for you. And those are like capital letters you. You know, we're all incredibly talented, and sometimes we mask our potential. I have in my life, but I, as a coach, I see that in you. I highlight it. I see your potential. I work with you, keywords there, as a partner to aim your potential, your amazing talent, strengths, gifts in the direction that you want. Some of my other interests over the years come from a book that James Hillman wrote, Jim, called The Soul's Code. And that early thing, what you were talking about, paying attention and just be in the soul's code, what was so intricate and inspiring to me is that our soul is like this guide. And in the book, James calls it our daemon, which is like our superpower that is a control knob for our destiny. And so as a coach and as a facilitator, you know, I believe and know that your calling is known to you, it matters to you, and it matters to the world, so that whatever impact you want to have, we need to be accountable to unfold it. It's like this real like responsibility that I hold as an intention when I coach with people. Because I believe, oh my gosh, like if you imagine that all of our soul's code and all of our missions and what we're meant to do and be here and provide contribution and impact in the world, if we all found that like from the very first day that we were born, wouldn't the world be, it is an incredible place. It's, you know, it's definitely got challenges right now, but I think if everybody found their calling early on, it'd be just incredible.
That is incredible, huh? It's so many different levels. It is important for all of us to have a mission, right? We should have a mission. From your perspective, what does a mission actually mean?
Yeah, I think it's really important for all of us to do that work, to find what what we call it in one of our coaching programs, one of the exercises we call is Ikigai, which is a Japanese concept for your reason for being, which is the Ikigai is translatable to mission. And I think most people, again, innately know it, but do you take the time to actually discover it? Because we have an innate human condition called wanting to be loved, wanting to be seen, understood, heard. And when we can get courageously real and stand in what we know we want to be here to do and be, i.e. your mission, then we actually choose paths that are right for us. We get courageous, right? We make good choices. We get actually into a selflessness place where we actually can see ourselves and others unconditionally from a less ego or egocentric place, you know? And so a mission really means, Jim, you know, what is your reason for being here? Same with an organization. You answer that question. Why do you exist? Why does your team exist? We do a lot of team chartering, right? Or team peak performance modeling is one of the things that we do in the team effectiveness work. And the first place we start is, what is the purpose of the team? What's the mission? So it's really two things. A mission, very simply, is, you know, we have templates and processes for this, for people to help discover it. But it's two things. It's your contribution to what? To what do you want to serve? And then what is your desired impact? So what is your contribution? What is your impact? You mentioned, thankfully, at the beginning, what my mission is, you know, and it's very clear now. It has definitely gone through different iterations as I've been in different, you know, scenarios and different environments in my full life and in my career and in my business. But the net out now is my mission is I'm here to help people know that their mission matters, right? And I got to that succinct place, and now I can kind of riff on that, right? And I can say more about what that really means and what are the things that I do to help realize my mission. But without that, it's, you know, you often maybe are a little bit rudderless and maybe don't make the best choices or your decisions are wishy-washy, you know, so that's why a mission, you know, as you know, it's really important. It helps you stay the course and, you know, stay within, you know, living your values and your beliefs.
That's so important. Absolutely. It really, really is. You know, and it also, when you do that, it can lead to a pathway to peak performance. How's that for a segue?
I love it.
Now that we've piqued everybody's interest, they want to know about it. Tell us about pathway to peak performance.
That was very smooth, Jim.
That's it. You got to have levity in life, right? You got to laugh. You have to.
Oh, my gosh. Amen.
Yes.
Well, thank you for asking. The pathway to peak performance, achieving excellence, is a new program under the Alchemy Strategy Group umbrella in our coaching services as an offering. And I am so stoked about this program, Jim. The pathway to peak performance is about endorsing that knowing that I keep saying, that each one of us have unique abilities, natural talents, and at some point we pick a path and or we find ourselves already on one. And if you are somebody who looks for sort of metaphorically the peaks, right? I live in Colorado, like a mountain peak for peak performance. And I know that's a little overused now, but we're so just, we know this is really, as we look at reinventing humanity, we feel like
yeah.
That's part of our accountability right now. You and I are chatting a little bit about that right now, just the world we're living in. Is that when you look at a mountain peak, you anticipate that climb. It's going to test you on the way up. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to have fear. You're going to have elations. You're going to have doubt. You're going to trust yourself even more. You're going to have triumphs. You get there. You know You know you're going to get there in that pathway to peak performance in this program by knowing your mission in life, your strengths, your values, your positive mental attitude. Your positive mental attitude is the most essential ingredient for peak performance. Many people achieve, Jim, but not many people achieve peak performance. And the Pathway to Peak Performance program, we intentionally have designed it as a 6-week program. It's a cohort. There's individual coaching that is a companion to the once per week, 1 hour interaction with guest speakers and people who have really been studying this work. Dr. Charles Garfield, for instance, we lean on his work with the Pathway to Peak Performance. He's a leading authority on it. He was actually instrumental in supporting some of the first astronauts getting to the moon. And it's about this maximizing untapped potential, right? The qualities of peak performers are patterns of excellence. What do we think? What is the quality of our thinking? What are our common thoughts? What are our beliefs? If we can get dominion over the beliefs that are limiting us, our attitude and our behaviors and what we know and believe and can create is all there. I mean, we can spend a lot of time, talking about the things that we don't want. Let's talk about the things that we want, right? So that's a little taste test of what Pathway to Peak Performance is.
And then there's also imposter syndrome. Tell us what imposter syndrome is.
You know, it shows up a lot actually in coaching, and it's what imposter syndrome is the persistent inability to believe that one's success is deserved or has been legitimately achieved as a result of one's own efforts or skills. 70% people from all backgrounds at some point in our lives or career paths experience this. I have. I mean, I have felt hollow in my career during my radio career. Definitely had a lot of imposter syndrome and didn't know what to do. Lots of self-doubt. And it's just, let's get real. We all have these things that back to alchemy that, you know, create a little bit of drag or the lead weight for us. And it's okay. We just have to now know what are the strategies to work around and understand the structure of the belief system so that we can work with it and get dominion over it and know that those things like imposter syndrome, Jim, are actually, it's kind of weird to think, but like they actually have a positive intention in them. You know, it's counterintuitive to think that way, but that's where we push people to, you know, find these patterns of excellence, because most of us have the excellence in us. It's just some of these little bumps that, you know, we put up the barriers primarily, right, in our lives.
Limiting beliefs.
It is, because it's our thinking, right? If I think, oh my gosh, I mean, this is why NLP was like a game changer for me over 20 years ago, because I had like, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I can't do that. I'm not worthy. And, you know, some of that got imprinted, you know, a long time ago. I mean, not in a super traumatic way, but, you know, in our journey, you know, pick up some, we pick up some of those little pebbles that end up in our shoes, and we need to get them out of there.
Right, exactly. And that people will find out, exactly, people worry about that as well, that they'll find out that you don't feel confident in what you're doing and who you are at that time. That's why it's good to deal with that. And you mentioned NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. Let's talk about that. And that's not a new radio station or new TV streaming service, neuro-linguistic programming. It's actually something quite unique.
Had you ever heard of it or come across it, Jim?
I have, yes. It really is. I know you describe it as profound and powerful, and I would have to second that, because it really does release those blocks and sort of creates, like you say, those pathways that create clarity, which is so important.
Yeah, it's kind of a mouthful, you know, neuro-linguistic programming.
Yes.
And if you chunk it out, it really is neurology and the structure, as I mentioned, of our belief system. And then the linguistic piece, fascinating, our language patterns, things that we say to ourselves, our own structure of excellence, what is our internal dialogue, and then how are we communicating, what is the response that we're getting from the language we're using, and then our programming, much like, you know, borrowing that from technology, how do we get programmed through the experiences and the imprints and the values that we pick up very early on in our lives. Like, we get our values imprinted between the ages of like 6 and 8, and you know, we pick them up from the environment that we're in, right, with the people that care for us growing up, our teachers, our siblings, others in the environment. And so it really is the study of human excellence, you know, and the ability to be your best more often. And it's evidence-based, very practical. It's personal change work, you know. It supports the peak performance states of being. So much of the pathway to peak performance is oodles of techniques from NLP that, you know, are very different. And, you know, I say powerful and profound because I was able to really work different plateaus. And again, having perseverance, this is not a, you know, one and done kind of thing. We have to, you know that we have a sustainability path for, you know, the changes that we want to make in our lives. But NLP is super supportive with that, because there's all kinds of strategies and techniques that, you know, are not found in a lot of other programs.
Mm-hmm. Which is very important for people to realize. You know, I cannot believe this. The conversations go so quickly in a New York minute. We've only got about maybe 2.5 minutes left. Did you want to summarize with a particular message? Did you want to mention your 30-minute complimentary conversations to connect in the remaining moments that we have, Lois?
Yeah, thanks, Jim. It did go by really fast.
Sure did.
Yeah, can't thank you enough. I'm so in this later in my career in this service consciousness. I really want people to engage and get to what matters for them. You know, I really feel service to that reinvention of humanity, you know. I think that if there's anything that touched anyone who's listening, I mean it wholeheartedly and generously and genuinely. Please connect with me for a complimentary, you know, 15, 20, 30 minute, you know, conversation, you know, to see what's up for you, because we're all in this together. And it's, you know, like I said, I've had, you know, the luck to be in this great, great place for over 20 years. And I just want to share, you know, the stuff that I know to help people, and NLP and just having someone there to listen to you and guide you and give you an idea or help endorse something that it is that you want to create in your life and have some strategies to go do it and take action. That's what I'm about. So yeah, I would say, yeah, let's push the please, you know, reach out to me and have a conversation, because I'm not in sales mode. You know, we have plenty of amazing, great clients and great work. I just really want to help and serve people.
And you do it so beautifully. I encourage folks to go to alchemystrategy.com. That's alchemystrategy.com to learn more and connect with a very special guest, Lois Todd of Alchemy Strategy Group. Again, executive coach, masterful facilitator, and expertly trained in linguistics, and founder of Alchemy Strategy Group. This was a real pleasure. I hope we get a chance to chat some more and maybe expand further. Here are some case studies, things of that nature. That would be a pleasure. But Lois, this was wonderful, and thanks for all you do, and Thanks for your commitment to inspiring others in the way you do, and hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you.
Thank you, Jim. I thoroughly enjoyed this time, too. Appreciate that you're interested in alchemy and our work. Take care.
You take care as well. I appreciate you being with us. This is Lois Todd joining us here, and we appreciate her. AlchemyStrategy.com is the website, and we appreciate you listening from all around the world. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, and inviting you to stay right there. Be back momentarily with another fascinating guest celebrated from around the world, right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, be well, have a great day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.